Biden admin back to school transgender message. We intend to enforce our ideology. By Dr. Susan Berry on August 26, 2021. The Biden administration released a back-to-school video that serves as a message it intends to enforce its transgender ideology and use children as enforcers, states the founder of an organization that helps victims of what she refers to as the sexual state. Jennifer Roback Morse, Ph.D., founder of the Ruth Institute, wrote Tuesday at National Catholic Register about the video released last week jointly by the Biden Departments of Justice, Education, and Health and Human Services, HHS, that, ultimately, encourages transgender youth to file federal complaints against their parents, school officials, and other adults who do not immediately affirm their new gender identity. Morse observed the video sends the message to confused, vulnerable teens with gender dysphoria and, likely, other mental health issues, that the federal government, which condones life-altering, mutilating surgeries, will probably be the only protective entity for them. This video sends an unmistakable message from the sexual state. We intend to enforce our ideology, like it or not. We stand ready to use children as enforcers. We want children to rat out their parents and their teachers. They cannot trust the adults who are part of their lives, such as their teachers or pastors. They cannot trust the people who gave them life, their parents. We want every child to see us and us alone, as their savior and protector. Addressing transgender students in the video are Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark for the Civil Rights Division, Department of Education Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Suzanne Goldberg, and Department of Health and Human Services, and Assistant Secretary for Health Dr. Rachel Levine, formerly Richard Levine. Goldberg begins by empathizing with students who might experience some anxiety about returning to school. Maybe you're starting a new school or returning to in-person learning after a long time away. Maybe you're worried about making friends or keeping up with a challenging new class. But Goldberg then specifically addresses transgender students, honing in on whether they will feel they belong, and whether they will be safe. If you're a transgender student, perhaps you're worried about simply being accepted and safe, and being treated with respect as you head into the new school year. Clark begins her address by acknowledging many schools seek to give all students safe and welcoming environments, including LGBTQ students. But, quickly, Clark's comments turn dark for transgender students. In some places, people in positions of authority are putting up obstacles that would keep you from playing on the sports field, accessing the bathroom, and receiving the supportive and life-saving care you may need. We're here to say that's wrong and it's against the law. Viewers of the video can presume Clark's reference to supportive and life-saving care is a reference to what LGBTQ activists and their allies in the transgender medical industry and the government refer to as gender-affirming care, i.e., puberty-blocking drugs, cross-sex hormones, and, ultimately, disfiguring surgeries such as double elective mastectomies. Goldberg then returns to instruct transgender students that, if they do not feel supported, the Department of Education and the entire federal government stand behind you. Your rights at school matter, she stresses. The Department of Justice is here, along with the Department of Education, to investigate complaints about discrimination or harassment based on sexual orientation or gender identity, Clark returns to say. We want you to know that we are looking out for you, and we're here to protect your civil rights. Finally, Levine follows up with warnings to transgender students they are likely to experience bullying and harassment. It is critical to support trans youth, their parents and families to help them achieve the good health and well-being that everyone deserves. Levine adds, implying that trans youth will not achieve good health until they are supported in their desire for life-altering drugs and surgeries. In 2017, Levine actually recommended accelerating cross-sex hormones for homeless teens who are suffering from gender dysphoria while they are estranged from their parents. In an address titled It's a Transgeneration: Issues in Transgender Medicine, Levine asserted that those in the transgender medical industry who are seeing gender dysphoric teens from the street, living in homeless shelters, should not go through the usual procedure of first administering puberty blockers to stop normal puberty, but instead immediately prescribe cross-sex hormones. Levine told listeners that homeless teens who say they are transgender have been essentially thrown out by their parents because of their gender identity and expression. In the current video, Goldberg and Clark then remind transgender students of the many federal government resources for you, and proceed to instruct them how to file complaints with the Departments of Education and Justice. Clark launches into attacks against states, like West Virginia, that have protected women's sports by banning transgender athletes, and some, like Arkansas, where lawmakers voted to override the governor's veto and ban transgender medical interventions for minors. Clark assures transgender students the federal government is on their side. "Right now, we are fighting against laws that try to ban transgender athletes in West Virginia and deny health care for transgender young people in Arkansas," she states. "And recently federal courts in both states have blocked those laws from being applied." President Biden sent an unequivocal message to the transgender community, Levine goes on to say, quoting Biden, "To all transgender Americans watching at home, especially the young people, I want you to know your president has your back. I want all of you to know that I have your back too, and I will do everything that I can to support and advocate for our community," Levine adds, clearly identifying with the transgender young people. Morse asks the question, who exactly is likely to file a complaint? Given the fact that many students who come out as trans at school are showered with attention and support. She responds, "Perhaps a child in a state that is trying to resist the trans juggernaut by passing laws allocating bathroom use and athletic participation according to the sex of the body. The self-identified trans kid who makes a complaint can become the focus of a test case. Maybe some rural schools somewhere are still holding out against the gender ideology. The federal government can step in and get the school district in line with a lawsuit or even the threat of a lawsuit. One thing is for sure, the sexual state will not allow parents, states and localities to make their own decisions, pass their own laws, or adapt to the wishes of their own people," Morse concludes. "The sexual state, captured by ideologues, is here to enforce the brave new world where no one is bound by the sex of their bodies."